So welcome into a special edition of the Press Pass. Today we've got the now about to graduate WT signee JC Adams from Bushland joining us. But before we get to JC, we want to thank our fine sponsors, including SKP Creative, the Makeco Shopping Center, All Red Security Insurance Agency, Amarillo National Bank, Bobby Doobie Motors, Adrenaline Fundraising, Lacey White Farmers Insurance Agency, Kids Inc., Wellington State Bank, Renee Butcher over at Edward Jones, Madman Mentality with Butcher Brothers, Release Your Madman, BSA Care Express Urgent Care, Modern Woodman of America, Andrews Brothers Roofing, Canyon Ranch, Steak and Sports, Texas Dodge, First United Bank, Sadler Chapman Howard Insurance Agency, and the Furman family of companies, including Furman Land Surveyors, Geodata Spatial, The Depot, Storage Solutions Center, The Bread Box, Fat Boys Family Barbecue, and the Hot Dog Hut, where JC Kale is just dying for them to create a Lady Falcon dog.
I think we need a JC Adams dog with just a lot of sass on it. What do you think? What do you think, Craig? A lot of hot sauce.
We could do that.
Yeah, hot sauce and hot dogs. I don't know if that's good.
I think you've got an inside track there. You know, yeah. You could get them to do that.
We have a special guest in the house today for this podcast, and it is none other than Bushland senior star volleyball player JC Adams. My intern from the summer, who did a fantastic job.
And she was still willing to come in and do the interview.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
That's the part that scared me.
How are you, young lady?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Oh, well, you're better than we are. You're on cloud nine.
Yes, we are. It's amazing.
Back-to-back state champions, you know, sixth in program history. Wow. Just to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a crazy ride. It's been a journey with this team, and there's a bunch of highs and lows, and there was so much talk about if we were going to be able to go back-to-back, if we were going to do it again, oh, are y'all as good as you were last year? We got asked all the time, and so to go back and do it again, it's a blessing. It really is.
Step back, because as a kid coming up from eighth grade, moving in as a freshman, did you see this as a possibility?
Oh, no. Because when I was in eighth grade, well, I was so dumb.
But what do you mean was?
We all are.
What do you mean was, JC? I'm kidding.
But just coming into the program as a scared little kid and getting put on varsity that first year, and it was just kind of like thrown into the deep end, like, all right, this is how things work, this is how we do things, and I just fell in love with it. Fell in love with the playoffs and the atmosphere and just the competition, and never looked back.
And that was the only year you didn't go to a state tournament your freshman year. You lost in the regional final, is that right?
Yes, we lost to Boyd in regional finals.
Yeah, that was rough. That was Tori Blankenship's only year there, and then Coach Culpepper came in, and the rest is what you say,
history.
JC, you've really developed yourself in 4 years, and you're not just a volleyball player. You're a softball stud. You don't do basketball, I guess.
Oh, no.
Track?
No.
You're like, I don't run if I don't have to. I mean, like, you know, competitively anyway. Hey, let's talk about your volleyball career, though. Just, you know, you don't just do this on the floor. I mean, in the season, this is a year-round. I mean, it's like your life.
Oh, yes. Right? This is a year-round thing. I play club over at Emerald Extreme with Tina Sims, and that is really where I kind of started to play volleyball and started to play volleyball competitively. And as I grew up in that, my mom was a coach whenever I was born, so I kind of was born in the gym. And so just coming up in that and then learning from Tina and learning from Casey Hyatt and all these people that kind of poured into me when I was younger kind of paved the way for me whenever I got into high school. And that work ethic from, oh my gosh, running at softball practices with Michael Soria and Thomas Ornelas, just doing all of that kind of set the path and set the way for me whenever Coach Culpepper got there to kind of finish it out.
I mean, it's 24/7 for her.
Oh, yeah. How intense is club volleyball?
Oh, Lordy. It is like high school on steroids, because it's all of the kids that you hear their names in the news and in the podcasts and all of the things are on like one team, and you all kind of come together and play.
It's like all-star teams.
Yeah, it's me and it's Curry and Tatum and Brielle and Avery, and we all kind of play together, and it's a lot of fun, but it is very intense, and we're in Salt Lake City and Atlanta, Georgia, and we're just competing against super high-level teams, and it is so fun, but it's a lot of work.
Do you look up when you're on a team like that and you're playing with people who are going D1, and obviously you're going D2, but do you look up and you go, what in the world am I doing on the court with these people?
You know, there is some of that. It's like, it's more of a surreal feeling. Like, I can play with them, you know, kind of like a, not humbling, but like, okay, like I am good. I can do this. It's a confidence boost almost.
I agree with you completely. And one thing I've noticed in your game, and I was telling Craig this earlier, you're not scared to hit the floor. You're not scared to go all out. I mean, you'll take one off the face if you have to. Mm-hmm. And that was proven last week when you yelled at me. So anyway, but talk about that, just that aggression and just an all-out attitude mm-hmm. of you.
Yeah, that it almost comes with the position, because as a libero, like, that is my job, is to keep the ball off the floor. So if I can't be scoring points on the front row, like, I am not letting the other team score points. And I think that's the competitiveness in me, I'm not letting them win on the other side. Like the hitters, I'm like, I'm going to frustrate you until I can't anymore. And so just keeping the ball off the floor, I got told when I was younger, like, if you have to run through a wall to get a ball, then so be it, go do it. So just keeping the ball off the floor is, that's kind of my way of scoring points per se, because I'm keeping the other team from scoring, and that's helping my team out.
Talk about the game against Gunter, because Gunter's got the 6'3 commit to Michigan State.
Yeah, Putnicki or whatever.
Yeah. How was the game plan to avoid her?
It wasn't necessarily to avoid her as much of to funnel it, because we set up our block. We kind of shaded them over to the right a little bit to cover our setters more, and I just dropped back into that corner to kind of funnel the ball over to where I was at rather than let her just have free reign of the court and kill our setters.
You know, and no doubt, but the hitters did such a good job of, like, not letting her have just a dead-on block mm-hmm. the entire match. And we said this, and I thought – they athletically, they looked like, oh, no. You know, they look good mm-hmm. on the floor. And you dropped that first set. What was kind of the mindset there after that first set? And you guys, because y'all were up 23-19, and all of a sudden, boom, they took it from you.
Yeah, we definitely didn't expect them to lay down and roll over and give it to us, but I don't think we expected that surge of, like, energy and, oh, my goodness, like, we're taking this. Da, da, da. And so that first set kind of punched us in the mouth, and we were like, okay, like, we got to go. We got to go now. And they were a good team. Like, they were so good. And mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly believe that that was the best two teams in the state. I do. And we said it last year that we wanted that to be the final. Like, well, we wish. And so whenever it got to be that, it was very fun. But after we dropped that first set, it was a lot of intensity that came out and a lot of fire that was like, all right, we're doing this now.
How much pressure was there to win back to back?
There was a lot of pressure. And we talked a lot at the beginning of the season about how this is this year. Like, this is a new team. This is not last year, because there was so much hype on last year's team. So coming in, we knew that there was going to be talk about that, and we kind of just let it go in one ear and out the other. We didn't think a lot about it. There wasn't a lot of, oh, last year we did this. Last year, this is how we did things, because this isn't last year. And that took a lot of, like, mental capacity to kind of not shut that out, but to start over again. And I think that we did that really well throughout the season, and Coach Culpepper helped us do that so much throughout.
Oh no, it was great. And now you go off as a 2-time state champ, and your relationship, and I'm not trying to get you emotional.
No, it's
here,
okay.
I think you said you cried it out already.
Yeah.
Your relationship with Coach Culpepper, I noticed, and I've noticed it through the years, just it's one of a kind, and you just love playing for that guy.
I love that man more than life itself. We have so much fun together, and I truly would not be the player that I am today without him, because he not only pushes me, like, physically every day, but mentally. And there were so many times my sophomore year, Lord, we had a stint where he just yelled at me all the time. He yelled at me no matter what I did. JC, what are you doing? So to kind of get past that and to get into where he could work on my volleyball IQ and we could learn different things about the game and see the court differently, he changed the game for me.
For one, a lot of people, the rep of Jason Culpepper, especially at Randall, was control, but he gives you guys a lot of reign. He gives you guys a lot of freedom mm-hmm. and a lot of decision-making. That's one thing I think people don't know about him. Am I right on this?
Oh, yes. There will be a lot of times where we'll be in a game and he'll be like, Jay, come here. Come look at this. And he's got so many things on his clipboard, but he's like, look, this and this and this. What do you want to do? And it's not that he doesn't know what to do, but he knows that we know. And he puts so much trust in us to know the game, because it's his IQ in us. So he knows that we know because of the things that he has taught us.
I heard your dad said you guys are up at 1 a.m. and you're like, hey, Gunner's going to try this, and you're texting him, and he's like,
oh, yeah. We're game planning off a film we didn't even know we were both watching. We just, the way that he has, like, brought my heart more into the game, it's amazing.
Do you feel like he is the sole reason that you're going to play at the next level?
Absolutely. Because I was a good volleyball player before him, I was. But whenever he stepped into the picture, I flourished under him. He has been absolutely amazing for me. I would not be where I am without him today.
So what's this tradition I got to watch on Saturday afternoon after the game? You go back to the hotel. You're eating wings on the ground, all right? Then all of a sudden, you guys circle up, and everybody's got an orange Sunkiss, right?
Yes.
And you just start just dousing each other.
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush, yeah. What's this tradition I got to watch on Saturday?
So last year after,
my cup wasn't Orange Crush, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
It was orange.
It was orange. It was, yeah, but it wasn't Crush. Anyway.
No, last year, I don't know why we had Buffalo Wild Wings. I think it was just because it was by the hotel. But we had Orange Crush because there's this long story of Coach Culpepper and a teacher. And she gave him Orange Crush one time, and he never drank it. And she was like, go crush the other team, ha ha. And it just kind of became a thing. And then last year, we would throw oranges in the parking lot. We would pick wherever we were, we stopped and threw them because me and Taryn compete all the time. And Taryn Schultz.
Okay.
And we wanted to see if we could, who could throw oranges the farthest. So the orange just kind of tied together. And so we did that last year, and we decided we just wanted to carry it on and do it again this year. And it's kind of just that final relief of we did it. Here's all the excitement that we've kind of had pent up, and it just kind of stuck.
Okay, it was a cool deal. Now, Craig, I want to bring something up to you. Remember Rocky II when they had the secret fight? Rocky mm-hmm. and Apollo Creed had the secret fight nobody saw.
Right.
They pulled this off with Herford during a warm-up game. Nobody knew about it, right? So they hadn't had any competition lately. Herford hadn't had much competition. So they have a secret dart game, right, at Bushland High School that only parents, grandparents weren't even invited to this.
There you go.
Only parents could go, right? Am I right, Jason?
Yeah.
So how did you hide this from everybody in 2021?
So it was something that was, it was crazy because he told the seniors first. He was like, all right, we're playing Herford. This is when we're playing them. We did it the night of a football game, to where none of the boys would have been able to come. None of the football parents would have been able to come. We played it at 4:30 in the afternoon. So people would have still been in practice if they wanted to come.
Oh, just a dull time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he told us first. And he was like, you cannot say a word. Do not tell your parents. Don't tell anyone. So then a couple weeks go by, and I'm friends with Tatum Stowe from Herford. So it's taking all of me not to be like, oh, my gosh, Tatum, we're playing y'all. Because they didn't know yet. So then they get told, we get told, and they're like, do not post this. Do not put this anywhere. We were not allowed to tell our parents until the day before. And we're like, all right, this is happening. This is how we're doing this. Not one thing got posted about it. We did not, nobody knew, because we had so many people, so many eyes on us. They had so many eyes on them. We were like, we're not telling anyone. And no one found out.
How is that possible in today's world?
That's, yeah.
Oh,
with teenage girls, too. That's what's more. Oh, no, yeah. So who won?
Herford won.
Oh, in four?
We went to four, and it was there was no fans in there. There was hardly any fans. And that's the loudest game we played all year because the parents were freaking out. We were yelling. It was a lot of fun. I would say it was one of my favorite matches from the season. There was one point, I don't know why, I went up for a back row attack, got blocked by Tatum, covered my own block. It was just crazy stuff that was happening, but it was so fun.
That's awesome. So now you're moving on to WT to play with Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that going to be?
That is so fun, and I could not be more excited about it because, watching them, they won the LSC championships the same night that we won the state championship.
What a job by Kendra. Wow, unbelievable.
Oh, I know. And so just getting to watch that and knowing what I'm going into, that is so exciting. And to get to do it with Tatum is exciting because we know each other and we already have that relationship. So to do it with one of my friends is, I'm so excited.
And you were, you look at somebody that's a local girl doing amazing things in this, Chandler Vogel,
mm-hmm.
who's, on her last run. What is that, when you look at her, how great is that? I mean, just watching her play.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's so amazing to be able to look up to her and to know that she did it like I did it. She did it from around here, and she's still putting up huge numbers and making huge name for herself from the little town of Herford and moving to Canyon. And I actually talked to her before I committed to WT about life there and what's it like. And she was one of the big components in okay, I can honestly say I really do want to go here. And so for her to have a hand in that, it has just been amazing to watch her have her last year and to break records and to get engaged. Like, it has been so cool.
On the
cool
same
to
day
watch.
They won the last regular season game, Dom finally popped the question. It took him 10 years, but he did it. Good for Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, are you excited? That's your role. I mean, that's kind of the role you're going to play there. So you know it could be done.
Mm-hmm. So did you consider any other place besides WT?
I did. I had a couple of other places that I talked to, and WT just felt like home. Yeah. Like, it was a family, and I'm so indecisive anyway. Like, I needed God to say, this is where you're going. You are going here. And Kinley Rutter's signing, I remember sitting there, and I was just in awe, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's doing this. And I knew right then, I knew I was going to go to WT, but I was terrified to say anything. And so then I went on my visit, got offered, and I knew. It's like, this is where I'm going. But I was so scared because I'm so indecisive. And then to finally make that decision, Kendra was so excited for me. Casey was so excited for me. And I have felt nothing but peace about it since I did it. I am so excited.
Well, your sister, Briley, who is sitting right over here, is they can't see because we don't have video. But, you know, she's a stud. Become a sophomore this year? Mm-hmm. Sophomore pitcher, hitter, slugger, whatever. Do it all. You play with her. And I know you had offers to go play softball. Did that cross your mind at all?
You know, it was obviously tempting because that's something I've done since I was 6, 7 years old. I know it's always been a part of my life. And to kind of turn that down and let go and know that I have one season left, that was really hard. But I know that, like, volleyball was the right way to go because my heart, like, is just on my sleeve when I play that sport, and I really do love it. And so softball was my first love of sports, but it has served me well in the past couple of years. But I think it's, like, moving on from that, I think it's, like, the next step.
Talk about the shift now from Jason Culpepper to Kendra Potts as your coach, and how you think you can handle that?
I think it will be a change because I always find myself, like, whenever he's not there in club, looking for him. Like, something will happen, I'll be like, where is he? Like, where did he go? I'm like, he's not even here. And I'll be playing. I can hear his voice in my head. He's like, JC, don't. And I'm like, you're not even here, okay? So I think it'll take a minute to kind of get out of that. But watching her coach, that was a big part of my recruiting process, was going to games, and I would watch her interact with the girls. And when I went on my visit, seeing them interact with her, and it truly is a family, and she loves those girls so much. So to be able to know that I'm going from one man that loves me so much to the next, who she loves just as big as he does, that is a big comfort to me.
No doubt about it. We're excited for you, kiddo. And now you just wait till softball, and let's see if you could get another state championship. Now, before we wrap this up, you know, I want to tell you real quick, before we wrap this up, we're going to have some fun fire questions here with you, right? We're going to embarrass you a little. But I want to say, Craig, awesome intern last summer. She came in, we went to some sod squads, sod poodle games, and she was excellent, wrote some great stuff for me. And it was so funny because she's like, the first time she did it, you know, how fast she developed on how to write a story was incredible. And then she's like, when do you want this? I'm like, tonight, tomorrow. What?
And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, quick as can be. But she did awesome. Great intern, great kid.
I started to say, that's what I wanted to ask you, is how was that, doing that internship? And are there things you learned that you had no clue existed?
Oh, absolutely. We would go to those sod squad games or sod poodles games, and we'd go up in the press box, and there was one room that mesmerized me. It had like a million TV screens. And
the control room.
Yes. Yeah. They're talking, and they're like, we need this on camera one and audio on da-da-da. Yeah. And just to watch it all work was so cool.
And she interviewed Tony Enzer.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
The GM of the sod pills. That was a fun interview for her.
Scary.
Yeah, it was good. No, she did great, though. I thought the first day was baffling for her because we went right on the field that
yes.
day. And we're interviewing Rocket Wheeler, that longtime head coach. He knew baseball more than we could ever.
Oh,
you know,
he will know more about that sport than will ever cross my mind.
But we did. We had a blast, except for sometimes Jason get distracted a little bit. But it doesn't take much. My ex-boyfriend's here. I can't concentrate. I'm like, well, do I need to go beat him up, or are you going to be okay? She's like, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
I'm just kidding with you. So let's rapid fire this a little bit, Craig.
Let's do it. That's a great lead-in. So what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Yeah? Favorite? Okay. Chicken or steak?
Steak.
All day?
All day. Favorite, with A1.
If you're in prison for some reason. We don't know why. desk coming at midnight, but you got an hour for your final meal. Mm. What's the go-to?
Babes.
What?
Babes, chicken fried steak with their mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay.
So good.
Okay. That's the go-to.
Absolutely.
The death meal.
Oh, yes.
Is there a dessert?
No, because I don't like cobblers and stuff. And yeah.
Okay.
If we walk out there right now and look in your car, what are we going to find?
Oh, Lord, all my stuff from the trip this past weekend, I have not unpacked anything.
Yeah.
It's still in the back of my car.
It's like a laundry room back there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got suitcase, backpack, pillows, blankets, candy, all sorts of stuff.
What if you could own an exotic animal, what would it be?
A dolphin, because they're so happy.
That's a great answer.
So happy. So how do you know they're happy?
Because they're always smiling.
They are smiling. Craig, she's right.
You got a point.
Except when they bite your hand off. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
I do not have a boyfriend.
Oh, you hear that, people. Single and ready to mingle.
Oh, no.
What's your phone number? We'll put it out here. Just kidding. What animal do you fear?
I am absolutely terrified of frogs.
Oh, me too.
I hate frogs.
Oof, frogs.
My sisters used to chase me around with them when I was younger.
Briley.
And so I hate them.
Superhero. You have a superhero?
Who's my hero, or do I have a favorite superhero?
That's a great question. We never asked that. Do you have a hero?
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad's
I can
my
see
hero.
Why.
I love my dad.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's my best friend. Love him.
Go to pump-up song.
Oh, Cinderella Man by Eminem.
Oh, I like that's a great choice. And all right, this is the money question. Craig's got it for you right here, okay?
Okay, JC. So you've been at a volleyball tournament all day, back-to-back games. You've been drinking water like crazy, and you find out that the restrooms are closed in the gym you're at. But they do have porta-potties. So you decide to go to one. You go in there. You take care of business. And lo and behold, you drop your phone in. So A, are you reaching in to grab it? And B, are you telling anybody?
I am absolutely not leaving that, or I'm not getting that. I am leaving it
it's
in
done?
The toilet. That phone is done.
It's done? You're
I
not getting the phone?
I will leave it there forever. Nope.
Your parents probably say, nah, you're getting it.
Hey, now, everything is in the cloud. I will get it back, but I am not touching that phone. And, you know,
Curry said she'd get it.
Curry would get it, okay? That would not surprise me at all. No, I'm leaving that phone in the toilet. And no, I'm not telling anyone. I'll tell my parents, be like, my phone's gone.
Yeah.
But I'm not touching that thing.
Hey, real quick, last question I got for you, and this will wrap us up today. You, Curry, and Tatum, Emerald High, Hereford U, had kind of like a tying career together, a binding career. How cool was that? All three of you were just so phenomenal.
It was crazy because when we started high school, we didn't know each other, but we knew there's these three freshmen on varsity. We're like, who is everyone? And we knew Curry, and because I had always kind of played, because she'd always been older in club until they changed the age and she could play down. So I kind of knew her, but not really. And then Tatum was just this giant that I didn't know. And so I had never really known them, but as we grew and we always kind of seemed to be on the same page. We were always kind of doing the same things, and we were always right in the same spot in our stories. So it kind of just tied together really nicely.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, JC, it was great to have you on today. I apologize for having to hang out with Kale.
Oh, you know.
But we all have to do things in life.
I guess I'll tolerate it.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
JC, thank you. It's been an honor.
Thank y'all
covering
so much.
You, and can't wait for softball, and appreciate you very much.
Yes, thank y'all.
All right, so that wraps it up for us here on the Press Pass, our special edition with Bushland, a volleyball player, and WT commit, JC Adams. I want to thank our fine sponsors, including BSA Care Express Urgent Care, Modern Woodman of America, Andrews Brothers Roofing, Canyon Ranch Steak and Sports, Texas Dodge, First United Bank, Sadler Chapman Howard Insurance Agency, Renee Butcher over at Edward Jones, Madman Mentality with the Butcher Brothers, SKP Creative, the Make Go Shopping Center, All Red Security Insurance Agency, Amarillo National Bank, Bobby Doobie Motors, Adrenaline Fundraising, Lacey White Farmers Insurance Agency and Canyon, Kids Inc., Wellington State Bank, and the Furman Family of Companies, including Furman Land Surveyors, Geodata Spatial, The Depot, Storage Solutions Center, The Bread Box, Fat Boys Family Barbecue, and the Hot Dog Hut. For Kale Steed with PressPassSports.com, I'm Craig Spear with the Happy Sports Network. When you dance.